Good morning, Billy.
Good morning, Mr. Wizard.
How do you like my new Ferrari?
Neato key, Mr. Wizard. Totally awesome.
Let's dispense with the adolescent adjectives and get inside, shall we?
Are we going for a ride?
No, we're going to take tuba lessons.
Huh?
Of course we're going for a ride.
Oh.
But when you get in, don't get any fingerprints on the door handle.
How do I get in without touching the door handle?
Use your gloves.
I don't have any gloves.
Well, then come in through the window.
Oh, ouch.
Or the easy way to do it would be to reach in the window and open the door from the inside. But told you that too late, didn't
Ooh,
I? Well, Billy, what do you say we find out what this baby can do?
Okay, Mr.
How fast is the car traveling now?
It's like 90 miles an hour. Isn't that a
and
little
fast? And how fast
Mr.
are you yourself traveling, Billy?
Well, I'm not moving at all, Mr.
Wizard. Oh, yes, you are, Billy. Since the car is traveling at 90 miles an hour.
95 now.
95 miles an hour. That means you are, too.
Uh-huh.
Oh, is that a cop behind us?
Yes, thank you.
When
heavens.
I take this corner to duck down this alley, feel how the centrifugal force pushes you against the door. Notice how the squad car was too big to fit into that alley.
Mr. Wizard, could you
now
slow
let's
down?
Open her up on the highway.
Billy,
since you and the car are both now traveling at, what?
110 miles an hour,
what
Mr.
do you suppose
Wizard?
Would happen if the car suddenly ceased forward motion?
Mr. Wizard, would you please stop? Please
You're right,
stop.
Billy. That would be the best way to find out. Did you see what happened, folks? The car stopped, but Billy continued going forward at 110 miles an hour. Until, of course, he hit that tree. Kids, if you always wear your seat and shoulder harness like I always do, driving can be a safe and pleasant experience. If you don't, you might wind up being embedded in a tree. Until next time, this is Mr. Wizard saying bye-bye and drive safely.